Welcome to the I'm Still Here podcast. I'm your host, Heather Jose. In 1998, at the age of 26, I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. It changed everything for us, but I'm still here. And we're here to talk to you about life with metastatic disease. We know it's not easy. We know that there are challenges that never get talked about, but we're here to walk with you through them, to show you some hope, some inspiration, and to help you make a plan so that you can join me in saying, I'm still here.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Happy Wednesday. We don't usually say that, but this is a Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Episode. So, what do you like about Wednesdays?
Hump day. Middle of the week.
Middle of the week.
Going downhill now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite day of the week?
I mean, work week.
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't be
a work day.
No. Friday.
Friday.
For sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Who doesn't like that?
Yeah. No. Fridays are good days to work in that people are in a good mood. And sometimes a lot of work doesn't get done necessarily. It's not like the most productive day, but it's the best day I feel like to hang out with people.
I like Thursdays because we have bowling league.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Well, I agree. It sets up a good Friday too, right? You kind of are like, just one more day.
Yeah.
And slide on in. So, so speaking about work, I did some negotiation this last week. I'm talking about future work stuff, contracts, things like that. It's kind of weird. I have done some negotiating over the years. I always have to negotiate rates for any of my PRN type of stuff that I do.
No one knows what PRN is.
It just means if you hire on to do medical services as needed. So if they're really busy, they would call and say, hey, do you have any availability kind of thing? So I've been negotiating rates for that for a long time. But that this whole conversation, what has happened, just really led me to be thinking about self-worth, my worth as a woman. And then, of course, because everything in my life kind of somehow trickles back to cancer, I was thinking about how we as women, how maybe that impacts us going through cancer. Our worth, are we doing treatment? Are we kind of that whole, who are we trying to please sort of thing? And do we feel that we are worth, fighting for, I guess, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it would be interesting to see if your perspective and mine were different in any way. Being that you're a man and I'm a woman. And I feel like women very much are taught early on that our worth is how much we help other people, how much we contribute to making other people's lives better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, either by looking good or making them feel good or taking care of them or things like that. And I don't know that the narrative is the same. I think the contributions for men is maybe a little, the expectations would be different.
So I feel like that describes me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never negotiated a thing in my life.
Yeah.
I've been told what I get paid for my job or jobs.
Yeah.
I've never negotiated. I would have liked to because I feel like I'm really good at my job.
Yeah.
And I feel like, wow, if we were getting paid for what we're actually doing, I feel like I would be towards the top. But I'm not able to do that. So yeah.
It's funny because I feel like you and I, we're similar and then we're not. That is part of what kind of drove me out of my last job.
But that's because all you do is compare yourself to your brothers.
Well, it's not. Well, that's part of it. That is part of it. But part of it also was like, I was working in education. You're on a step, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. All it matters is how long you've been there or how many steps you have.
Doesn't matter how good you are.
It doesn't matter how good you are. And I think, like, maybe because of all the other things that I've been wrestling with, that really just kind of put me over the edge of, it doesn't, I can absolutely suck and you'll pay me the same. Or, and I'm not, I mean, it's funny, I feel like I always have to justify these things and I really probably shouldn't. I was good at my job. And, and that's kind of what led to this most recent thing, right? Is what I'm doing right now. My value is undeniable in what I've done. Mm-hmm. And yet we start a negotiation and it starts at a pay level that is 20 years ago pay level. And again, it's not about the, it isn't all about the money for me. It is about what I feel like was being said and what it felt like was being said was you're not worth that. You're not worth it, you know? And,
but I think in your job that you've done for the last, what is it, year and a half? You've overall definitely enjoyed it.
Yes.
It's been a positive thing in your life.
For sure.
And the reason has nothing to do with the money.
I agree.
Zero.
Yeah.
It has everything to do with they value you.
Yeah.
The people there value what you do on a daily basis, what you bring from your brain, how you do things. They value that, and that feels good.
It does.
It feels awesome.
Yeah.
Now, when we talk about compensation for that,
yeah,
it doesn't equal, you're saying it doesn't equal.
Not at
that.
All.
Right, right.
Right, right. And that's where you do kind of go, the thing is that compensation is an outward sign of the value that I'm bringing, right? So, I just think it's, I think what was probably the best thing is, like, as we're in the process of doing that, me being able to say, listen, this feels insulting and this is why, you know, and here are the reasons, you know, and having them also agree. Ultimately, I don't know what the number is and I don't know if we will agree or not, but it just, when you're talking about negotiation and self-worth as a woman, it feels really closely intermingled to me. And I also wonder, like, if I feel like sometimes I'm like, we make things way more emotional or way more like there's ill intent behind it or something like that. And by saying we, I guess I can't speak for everybody. And I just wonder how that also, like, if you were in my position and somebody lowballed you, what do you?
Well, I think I've told you everything that I would have say, that I would say, would have said, presented. I don't keep that a secret when we talk.
Right.
And that is 100% real. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what, and that's what I do in my realm too, is I speak up. Mm-hmm. I'm older now. I don't keep my mouth shut. I used to all the time. I don't at all anymore. Mm-hmm. I used to not want to rock the boat.
Yeah.
And I believed in that. A steady boat, you know, is people not rocking it. Once you get rocking it, the boat's not going to.
Yeah.
And I believed in that. And then I was like, no, I just, things that are wrong have to be, there's got to be a right way. And if the right way is easy, why are we not doing that? And it just, it bugs me too much to keep my mouth shut now. But
yeah.
With all things, with everything.
Yeah. But I also feel like when you talk about things, you don't maybe, I think I take them more personally than.
No doubt.
You know.
100%. You do.
And so that's kind
in
of.
In all realms.
Absolutely.
With people involved.
Yeah. No, this is.
If another human's involved, you take it personally. Yes.
Yeah. Well, and I'm,
that's your go-to.
Yeah. I'm getting.
And I'm often make a comment, relax. Jesus. You know, the whole, they don't even know who you are type of.
That's the, well, so, okay, this is, like, I've been to therapy. I did one, well, I've done it twice, but the second time was so much better. And honestly, the whole, like, my biggest takeaway from therapy is they're not thinking about you. And at the time, it was really my son, right? Like, he's not making decisions based on how you're going to react to them. He's living his life in a way that might be hard for you. But believe me, I remember her saying, like, when you were 21, were you thinking about what your parents were thinking about? Like, no. And I have applied that very much towards other things. And I have thought about when I'm like gauging how this is going to make somebody else react, I'm like, wait a second, are they thinking about me? Like, do they even, this is a transaction, not right. Emotional blah, 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 back and forth.
Yes.
So.
And you have a tendency, because of that, often go to they're bad people. That's a bad person. They're a bad person in your mind. Don't even look at you like you don't. You literally do this every day. And I have to come back and wait. Yeah, they did a bad thing. It doesn't make them a bad person.
Yeah, I feel like there are some bad people in this
world. No doubt. But not all of them. It's not every human that has wronged you.
No.
Yeah, you got that list going that's extensive.
No, it's not extensive. It's...
Can anyone ever get off your list? Why not? The answer is no to that. Why not?
Well, I guess if they tried to make amends, it might be possible.
Okay.
It might be possible.
All right.
I don't anticipate that happening, but...
Do you think a bad act makes a bad person?
No, I don't. But I do think, and again, this comes back to... men and women, I think men get off much more easily than women do. Much more easily. I think if I were to share my past, people would judge me for it forever. And I have watched multiple men make bad decisions and it all blows up and 2 months later, they're still out there having a great time and everybody's shaking their hand.
Do you have evidence of this? That you would be judged so harshly?
No, but this is... Oh my gosh.
I know.
This is a rabbit hole. Here we go.
It is, yeah.
This is the...
But this goes to this.
This is the upbringing that I was brought up in. This is my upbringing. This is my evangelical, conservative Christian. You are wrong. You are shamed. You can ask for forgiveness, but we're never going to forget, right?
So what I'm saying is, do you think maybe based on that past that your response to I would be judged so harshly isn't maybe really true in the world we live in?
Yeah, it's possible. I think it's possible.
I think it's probable, not possible.
Yeah.
In the world I live in, it is probable, if not definitive, of the circle of people I'm with and out there. It's not 100%, but close to it. Mm-hmm. And those the 2% that do judge us, whatever, anyway, type of attitude.
Yeah.
I just, with a lot of things, I wonder if it comes back to this, which... when we carry this into cancer and the whole, am I worth it?
Well, okay, let's be honest. I mean, spoiler for my next book, right? I literally thought because I was sexually active as a high schooler and I, you know, my church was like, that was... Again,
the biggest sin you
can have. Especially as a girl, right? That when I was diagnosed, I thought, I didn't think it'd be cancer. I thought it'd be AIDS. Mm-hmm. because again, I was raised in the '80s, right?
Right.
That's a huge, it was, I don't want to say it was a relief, but it was almost like, oh, this doesn't surprise me that much. And this is the, what is such a huge thing. I will say now over time, I don't think my story is necessarily unique in that way. I think that people who were raised,
not unique at all,
in the church that I was raised in, live with,
not unique at all,
you know. And that is like, again, I the work that has been done to say, like, okay, here's the outward, it felt like this was the punishment for the crime, because that's what I was taught that there, you will not get through sinning without a punishment.
Yeah.
And the punishment is this. And if you lose your life over it, then so be it.
Then that's the punishment.
So again, wow, I didn't know we were going to get into this. To then have the Christian community rallying around me and say, God's will be done. Woo!
That's deep.
It's deep. It is.
But now we know 25 years down the road. We didn't know the story then.
No.
Now we know there is a story. There is a, wait a minute. Doing that. And I thought, and turns out all of those things were wrong.
Well, I think, yeah, absolutely. The other thing, I think, honestly, the biggest thing for me also with all of this is like, I thought everybody was raised like I was raised.
Mm-hmm.
I did not realize that most people in America did not live with the freaking guilt and shame and unbelievable, you can never be good enough, that I
was raised just the opposite of that. Literally just the opposite of that.
And if you were to look at our lives, you would say we had very similar lives.
Yeah, yeah. But in that aspect, I was raised just the opposite of that. It had nothing to do with being a boy, you being a girl.
Yeah.
Nothing to
do with
that. Yeah,
I would agree with that to a certain extent too, because I know the pressure on my brother. Also.
Yeah. Right. No.
I have two brothers, but it was on one brother.
It was on, yeah. And, going back to that, too, it as time happened, things changed even in that church.
They quit going to it as much.
Because of things, so their lives changed and different pressures and different, it's deep. But, again, now going back to cancer, in the beginning, you were of the mindset of, I don't think you were. I don't think that's true. I think you battled with,
if it happens,
I deserve it.
No, I don't think I battled with that at all, because honestly, this is what it was. It had come so far. I was so far down this rabbit hole that I felt like, okay, there was the punch. Like, that was it. It has been issued. And if I can live through this, then good on me. Right? Not that that the expectation was that I should die, like, to pay for what I had done, but that, all right, this is pretty extreme. If you can get through this, good on you. Like, you can do it. It wasn't. So then I did feel like it almost, there was one, a relief of, okay, this guilt that I've been carrying has now exposed itself in a way, not that I talked about it. I've gotten better about sharing some things. But now it's out in the open and we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So it felt like a huge relief, you know?
It doesn't add up to me, that mindset. And what I witnessed, mindset of just,
well, no, it was, I'm like, going it to. Was like, that was release. Like, okay, this part of my life, the punishment is done. That's what it felt like. The punishment is done. Oh. Now, what are you going to do with it?
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, this is done. The, your diagnosis is shit. Good luck.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know what I mean? And now it's like, maybe you live, maybe you won't. Whatever. It just felt like, I don't know how to say that. It felt like a huge relief in some ways to just go, okay, now I know what it is. Like, I don't have to worry about AIDS. Like, how stupid. But also, I mean, yeah, some of this I feel like sounds so antiquated, but also I know that it is the truth for, you know, people that were raised similarly to me, especially in when I was raised in the height of the purity culture and everything else, right? But what I also, what did take me time to recognize and still was that I was not an anomaly in being sexually active or whatever, right? And, but the fact...
Just watch the movies in the 80s.
I know, there's so...
Shit many Christmas.
I know.
Can't even show your kids.
But not only that, like, I... To feel like I should have been punished, I mean, like... And to realize, like, people, a lot of women, nobody, people got through that and didn't get cancer. Like, you know what I mean?
Most.
Most, exactly.
To, like, 98%, 99%,
right.
Yes.
Right. So, the other thing with that, if you want to take it deeper, is when you talk about stressing out your immune system, yeah, and how powerful your brain is, I had been telling myself for multiple years that something was going to happen to me. I did not label it cancer. I thought it would be AIDS because, again, that's, you know, my upbringing in that time. People were scared to death.
We had no idea about AIDS back then.
Right.
There was about this.
Right. Yeah. Does your body process? Absolutely. Your body processes, right? It's just so, so obvious. And so when the diagnosis was out there and everything, it felt like it was kind of all in the open for me. And then I could therefore, just move forward.
Interesting. I'm learning all of this too. Not, I mean, we talked a little bit about it, but not to this
extent. Well, and I'm learning about it too. I mean, it's funny because I feel like I'm better able to understand what I thought then. I'm better able to recognize that what I thought was normal was not normal for everybody, you know? Mm-hmm. I definitely am in a process of just recognizing that there was a lot of bad with the good. I'm, you know, nothing is all bad or all good, right? Which goes back to kind of what we were talking about. People are not all bad or all good. I get that. But sometimes just recognizing that it wasn't for me. Like, there was a lot of unnecessary stress and expectation that I don't know, that I don't think most people have dealt with.
I don't think so either. I mean, I think a lot of people have that were in similar upbringings.
Absolutely.
And I think the high majority of people who weren't in that upbringing experience that in any way. Or not in any way, but experience that in
the same
way at all. No.
Yeah. I just think, yeah. So when, go ahead.
You know, the person, and one of the reasons we wanted to talk about this, or the person that does not have that upbringing, but has other things to reasons why they want to fight. And I know we're not supposed to use that word.
No, no, no.
But the reason why they want to give best effort and thrive in this.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not them, or sometimes there's stuff preventing that.
Yeah. And so where I think that's what it comes down to is thinking about, I'm worth it. Am I worth it? And what I've had to realize, and I, if this is my work to be done, is that what I do for others or what I do to contribute, that's, nobody's keeping score of that. Like, I don't need, I mean, of course, do no harm, right? Mm-hmm. But ultimately, the word deserve shouldn't be in this conversation. Because you're a human being, a woman, you are worth fighting for, mm-hmm. right? But it's got to be for you. It's not so that you can. It's for you. It's because the world's a better place with you in it. Like, and that sounds kind of so cheesy. It's going to make me emotional. But it's the truth. You know, if my contribution is the daffodils I've planted or mm-hmm. whatever else, it, bringing a smile to somebody's face, great. But it's if it's me kind of listening to who I am and sharing that with the world, then that's why I'm here, I think.
Yes.
You know, it's, I don't have, it's not my, I feel like we, especially in our society, you know, it's not okay to say that I'm fighting for me. Like, I'm fighting for me.
And especially when you have three young kids.
Yes.
And a mother that you're taking care of. Yes. And this and, yes. and a job yes. that you're moving up and you're a manager and level yes. in that job. You got, it's not
about that.
It's got to be about you.
It is.
It's got to be.
And that's what I just, you're worth it. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't matter, and it doesn't matter, because, I mean, even all of that is, like, the world can go on, but it will lose mm-hmm. you, like, yep. you, what, you know, and it's, yeah, wow, those are the things, you know?
They're huge.
They're so big, and these are the things we don't talk about. And sometimes mm-hmm. I feel like I don't know where my spot is in this world of breast cancer, because I don't want to be a victim. I'm not a victim. I don't want to talk about treatment. I don't even really want to fight for research money and things like that. I don't think that's where I'm best, you know, I don't know, like, fit. But I just want to talk to you about, like, if you were diagnosed with cancer and you can't get your head around which way to go, like, I'd love to walk that with you, you know?
Empower
you to work on, to find your strengths, to find your value, to feel good about yourself, mm-hmm. you know, and also to manage the feelings, the day-to-day, all of that, right? Because life is complicated. We have a lot of things that we have to keep going and doing, right? But if we can't be honest about whether or not we feel that we deserve to live, I don't know how we even start.
And we probably don't.
And that's, yeah, that's sad.
Yeah.
And I think the message in our world is that if we don't contribute, we are a burden. And we all, as humans, we all have times in our lives when we contribute more than other times, right? But the fact is, to the people, I mean, to yourself and to the people you care about, your contribution is just being you.
Yeah.
So. Woo! Oh my gosh. And I will say, like, honestly, I feel like this got really real, but this is the stuff that I am the most passionate about. And I,
because it's real.
Because it's real. And because I also, I know that my audience right now is women with cancer, but I know that cancer can be a metaphor for other struggle, other women with other struggles, right? I want cancer maybe to be the reason that I have a platform, that I have the ability to talk, but I want it to be, I guess, the kind of, I don't know, the jumping off point of what it, the road it's taken me on, right? Mm-hmm. I would never want to go back to the life without the knowledge of what I've learned through cancer, right? I would happily not be somebody living with metastatic breast cancer if I could, like, you know,
toss magic wand.
Yeah. Magic wand that. But this is like my reality, and I don't see it as a burden, but I just want to be able to use it to talk honestly with people about how much just being them, living their best life, and I don't mean that in a cheesy way, matters, you know.
Let us know. You know, if you guys, you know, this got pretty deep. I'm sure yours is pretty deep too.
Yeah.
Let us know, and we'll expound on this. Definitely. Yeah. We definitely need to come back to it anyway. But, you know, give us what you guys are thinking there. What your story is, what your struggle is, what your roadblocks are, and we'll see if that coincides with what we have the knowledge of.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, on that note.
Happy Wednesday.
Woo. Happy Wednesday. And
at least you're still here.
I am still here. Hey, everyone. I hope you love this episode of I'm Still Here, and I wouldn't want you to miss out on what comes next. So be sure to rate, review, and follow this show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast, especially if you found it helpful. We need all the shares, likes, stars, and love we can get. We'd also love to hear from you. Leave your comments and questions, and we'll incorporate them into future episodes. Have a great day.